Welcome to another episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and today's episode topic is very close to my heart. Now, if you've been following me, you might have noticed I like to talk about time, and I like to talk about doing more of what I want and allocating my time towards that. It's kind of one of my rules to live by, I have to say. And, you know, over the past couple of weeks, I've been talking about values and hopefully giving you some reflection or some ideas to think about your values. And yes, one of my biggest values has to do with having more time to do what I want and also being the master, let's face it, mistress of my own time. Because one of the big reasons why I work for myself is because I just couldn't stand having to sit at an office, at a desk, watching the clock tick over to 5 p.m. so that I could be released into the world. I had done my duties as a person. And part of my other problem with that was when I didn't have enough work, I still had to sit there. And I remember even in some of my very early jobs, just being like, if there's not enough work, can I just go home? Yes, of course, I was missing out on my hourly rate if I didn't stick around for another hour or two, but it really just wasn't worth my time. Even back then, I put a huge value on being able to do what I want with my time. So I've been thinking about my values over the past couple of weeks and sort of working on a bit of an opt-in. I did that today. It's kind of like an ebook with some ideas around how I, you know, got my creative spark back. And part of that is all about how I can, you know, have more time to do what I want. Because that is sort of like the benefit and also the downside of working for yourself. The benefit is, hey, I get to work to my own hours. I get to, you know, really set up my own schedule. I get to do what I want. The downside is nobody is cracking the whip on you. Nobody is telling you to start work at a particular time. Nobody is expecting you to start work at a particular time. And also sometimes you can, you know, maybe you are, yeah, so let me start that again. So nobody is telling you to start work at a particular time. So maybe you just don't start. Maybe you keep on putting off starting that project because you're managing your own time. Maybe you have your own clients. Maybe it's a self-fulfilling project and you know, I might just do that next week. Maybe next month. Maybe right now really isn't a good time for me. So there's these benefits of, yes, I can do what I want, but sometimes on the flip side, we can have a whole week stretching out in front of us with not a whole lot in the calendar, and it's up to us to fill our time. But that's when I started to think, okay, well, if I'm the mistress of my own time management, what are the rules that I really live by, and also what are the rules that help me set up my week so that I am getting my work done and also having time to do more of what I want? So that's what I wanted to share with you today. If it brings up anything, I would love to, of course, hear from you. Maybe find me on Instagram. I've been a little bit quieter lately. It's just been a little bit of a mellowing, a little bit of, you know, a change, a shift in me. Somebody asked me, hey, what are you doing? You're not on Instagram as much as you used to be. And quite honestly, I think it's a-okay to have a bit of a break sometime. Yes, if you are, you know, in launch time or you're in promotional time, you're probably going to show up a little bit more. But right now, I'm in kind of like a different season of my business, a little bit more of a creative time, a little bit more of a reflective time. And I think it's a-okay that I don't have to be totally on all the time. So if you've been thinking like, well, if you've been wondering where I am, that's what I've been doing. And also, if you've been wondering if it's okay for you to do something like that, of course it is. So here are the 7 or so rules that I use to run my week by, and also how I've set up my week to have more time to do what I want. So the first rule is, if I don't value my time, then who will? Nobody is paying me to sit on Instagram and go down a doom scrolling depression session, checking out everybody else, feeling bad about myself, and then turning to my own work and being like, well, I've got no ideas. I'll just, do a half-assed job then. Nobody is paying me to do that. Nobody's telling me to do that either, by the way. So if I don't start to value my time, nobody else will. So that is the first rule of, like, am I valuing my time right now? And if this isn't exactly what I want to be doing, maybe I need to think about doing something else. Number two, and this is a huge one that I have been running my business by for years, and it's essentially why I work for myself. And that is that work expands to the time allocated to it. It's called Parkinson's Law. Look it up. And essentially it says, hey, if you give yourself an entire week to do a task, it's going to take an entire week to do that task. It's kind of like when you don't have enough work to do and you are being paid for a full 40-hour week, chances are you're going to find ways to really stretch out that task to allocate, you know, so that your hours are filled. I can raise my hand and say, I have definitely done this. I used to work in festivals, which meant in the lead up to the festival, oh my goodness, you might have been doing extra hours. You're probably like working overtime. You're doing all sorts of things. The festival happens. After the festival, there's usually a bit of a lag between working on the next festival. Maybe you've got a report to write so that they can use that for the next festival. But essentially, there's not a whole lot going on. But you've still got to turn up to the office and give them a reason to pay you. So that's where that work really expands to the time allocated to it. It works well in a corporate office sense. Does it work well when you work for yourself? Hell freaking no. So if you have been sort of allowing these tasks to really kind of stretch out over to your week, why not start putting a few things in, or really kind of like allocating certain blocks of time to complete that task and holding yourself accountable to complete that task? I'll bet that you can get that task done in a whole lot faster than you thought possible. It's kind of like my friend was recently complaining about having to write a report. She was like, oh, this report. She complained to me about this for multiple days, about having to write this report, got to write this report, really wish I didn't have to write this report. She then told me she sat on the couch with her computer, wrote the report. Her quote was, worst 6 minutes of my life. And I was like, you've probably taken up more of my life complaining about that report than you did actually writing the report. So just remember, work expands to the time allocated to it. So maybe start allocating less time to do your work and more time to do what you want. Number three, and it kind of relates to that one, but you know, it's always good to have a fresh perspective. And that is that if I run my own business, it doesn't mean I have to run around all day. I mean, that's what we call it, right? We call it running a business. We don't call it walking a business. We don't call it sitting at my desk doing my business. We call it running a business. And that sometimes leads into us thinking that in order to run a business, we need to run around, race around like a chicken with its head cut off, which I've never actually seen, but you know, sounds kind of disgusting. So if you run your own business, it does not mean you have to run around all the time. Maybe it might actually serve you better to slow down when it comes to your business. Maybe go at a snail's pace in my own business and see what happens. Number four, there is no one looking over my shoulder checking that I'm at my desk at 9 a.m. Now, this was a massive mindset shift for me when I started to get this in my business and go, I would like, so, you know, the pretty much the whole time I've been running my own business, I've either been pregnant or having babies, having small children at home, sort of working daycare hours. And as of next year, I will have both my kids at school. Amazing. But it did mean that, yes, I haven't been working full-time hours for pretty much the entire time. And a few years ago, I was dropping the kids at daycare, racing home, you know, getting my coffee and sitting at my desk at 9 a.m. and beating myself up when I wasn't there on time until I realized, hang on a second, there's no one checking up on me. I don't have to be here doing this at this particular time. So this was a huge one for me, and it allowed me to starting my work day a little later, which actually has served me so well because it means I can, you know, do stuff that I want to do in that first hour of the day, knowing full well that even if I did try and sit down at my desk before 9 a.m., I'm probably not going to be very productive. Trust me, I've tried. Maybe I start a little bit earlier than 10 a.m. sometimes, but most of the time, having that hour means, yeah, I can go for a surf if I want. I can go for a walk if I want, have coffee with a friend, do something creative like journaling or meditating or yoga. If I've got some washing to put out, maybe I'm going to do it then. Maybe I'm going to prep dinner. Whatever it is, I know that even if I'm not sitting at my desk, I'm still being productive. So I wonder if you have been kind of berating yourself for maybe not working hard enough, this could be a bit of a mindset shift for you too. Number five, you know, if I'm my own boss, surely I deserve a holiday or time off every now and then. It's a real, you know, it is very hard when you work for yourself to turn off from work. I get it. You know, people who maybe are teachers or have jobs that, you know, they just get paid for the hours that they work and then they turn their computer off and then they go home and they don't think about it. That is a very different person to the person who runs their own business. But yes, if you are your own boss, you need to look at your calendar and make sure you're giving yourself a holiday every now and then, maybe a day off, maybe a half day. Whatever it is, I want you to start adding that into your calendar because when I started doing it, I was like, yeah, go me. I'm giving myself a day off and this is what I'm going to plan to do in my amazing day off because I'm my own boss and it's high time that I start treating myself like that. And that's why number six is if it's not in the calendar, it won't happen. This is a really big one, another big one. They're all big ones. I love time. I love talking about time and how we can do more of what we want. But it's kind of like when I'm talking to my girlfriends and they're saying that their partners are often maybe taking the piss when it comes to going on lots of boys' weekends, or they want to do an extra yoga class, or they'd like to maybe spend some time doing some more of things that they want to do on the weekend. They go, oh, I never seem to get around to it. It always seems to drop off. And then I get frustrated and annoyed. And I'm like, well, why not start putting it in the calendar, letting everyone know that that time is your dance class, or that Saturday you're doing a pottery class, or that weekend you're going away. Because if it's in the calendar, nobody can argue with it. And the same rule needs to apply to you and your business and how you plan your week. You need to start putting things in the calendar, whether it is having a day off once a month, whether it is not allowing people to book in with you prior to a certain time or after a certain time. This is a really important way that you can start to, you know, use your time wisely so that you're at your peak of energy, inspiration, excitement, creativity, whatever things that you need in order to do your job, you need to start working towards them. So by using your calendar, if you looked at mine, there's all sorts of things in there where I'm starting to play with certain times of the week where, yeah, I want to get jobs done, where I want people to be able to book in with me, where I have scheduled lunch. Just all sorts of things. It's a good pickup. Because if it's not in the calendar, it's not going to happen. And number seven, when it comes to the rules around time that I use to run my business, that is, the more time for fun I have, the more I enjoy what I do. We need to start, well, I know this has been a big one for me, to start thinking of, well, if I'm having more fun time, more free time, more creative time in my week, I am actually going to show up and serve my people, my audience, whether it's in coaching, whether it's clients that I'm working with one-on-one, in a much better way. I don't know about you, but having more time to do the things that I like to do and then sitting down to work, it pays off in spades. And if that sounds like something that you'd like to try or you think is impossible right now, maybe have a think about when you get your best creative ideas. How do they come to you? Do they come to you whilst you're sitting at your desk, berating yourself for not working hard enough or being productive or stuffing around on your emails? Probably not. So have a look at how you're doing it, and maybe you could use or reflect on some of these ideas to possibly do it a little bit differently. So if you want to start using your time more wisely or creating your own rules for time in your business, there's a couple of questions you might want to answer. And that is, when in your day or your week are you most productive? For some of you, it might be that you're most productive between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. But even if you are productive, you're currently spending your time just replying to emails during that time of the day. When in actual fact, if you sat down and had a little think about it, there's probably another task that you could be doing at that time of the day that will serve you so much better. But maybe, it could be another time of the day and then that you want to answer emails. So it could be that it's like, my brain tends to mush by about 3 p.m. That's a really good time for me to check my inbox and, go through, delete things, respond to things, because it doesn't take heaps of my brain power. Or maybe there's other times of the day that you're like, I'm usually like, my brain's fired up and I love doing consultations or coaching by about 11 in the morning. Great. Use that to your advantage. Start allowing people to book in calls from that time. This is a really big one when it comes to running your own business, to actually start to make your calendar work for you. The other thing is there time in your week for doing some of those tasks that you're always putting off? There's probably like some time in the week where it's not like probably strictly work that you need to be doing during that time, but it might be the time of day that you like connect with new clients. Maybe you're doing reach out. Maybe you've been thinking of approaching people to be on a podcast, but you keep on putting it off. Maybe there's some tasks that you have been avoiding or not wanting to do. Is there time in the week to do that? Because that is how we start to make our time work for us too. Because thinking about the fact that, work expands the time allocated to it. And if you're always putting off that thing, like my friend with her report writing, it actually expands to beyond your entire work week and it consumes you. This is how we nip it in the bud. So making time to do those annoying little tasks or those ones that you've been like, I really want to work with that person, but I've been too scared to approach them. What if they say no? Put that in your calendar. Start valuing your time and making it work for you. And of course, if there's just like that busy work for you, maybe, as I said, replying to emails, put that in a time where your brain is not working and you will start to feel like the boss lady you are. I so hope you have enjoyed this chat on how I use my time to get more of what I want And if this all feels overwhelming and you're like, I don't know what's doing up with this calendar and allocating time, it all sounds a bit much, just start with a list of things that you want to do more of and figure out how you're going to pop them in your schedule. It's a great place to start. The rest of it will figure itself out later because you're allocating less time for work. So has this worked for you? I would love to know. If you've got any feedback or you want to reach out, you can always contact me via Instagram or hello@mirandaivy.com. I don't know if it came across, but I am super passionate about this. And if you're geeking out on time as much as I am, please get in touch. And until next time, stay fabulous. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm @MirandaIvyMedia. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.